This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And talking about an upcoming event, it's going to be Friday. The Roseburg Vet Cafe Coalition announcing the upcoming Vet Cafe at 11 a.m. The Ford Conference Room at the Roseburg Library. Will Wagner and Elena Leninger are in here as to talk about it. William, let's start out with you. Talk about what you do at the VA. Get real close there.
Absolutely. So the cafe is actually this Saturday. So it's this upcoming Saturday from 11 to 1 at the Roseburg Public Library. And what I do over at the VA is I work under the Office of Suicide Prevention. And what we do is we go out in the community. We try to build coalitions. And in doing so, the hope is to get people out and rebuild community. I think post-COVID, there's been kind of a lull in activity and connection and trust. And so I work with a lot of providers across a wide range of networks to be able to bring everybody together and find out what we have in common. And oftentimes it's a lot more than we thought. And that's where the Vet Cafe forums come in, is it's not a VA-sponsored thing. It's just something we put together as a community. And it gives everybody a voice to kind of help shape what we think we need and what we actually need, because sometimes those are two different things.
Do you feel like a percentage of veterans anyway are maybe struggling more post-COVID than the average folks?
I do. I think especially in the Roseburg area, we talk about aging and a lot of age-related concerns as the Vietnam veterans are now approaching their 80s and beyond. And so we really have to come together more than ever to make sure that we leave nobody behind. One of the things that we do at the beginning of each cafe is we'll read what's called the Veterans Creed. And it goes over some of the ethos, the basic beliefs of not just veterans, but everybody around them, the service members, veterans, and their families, everybody that supports them. And so I'd like to take a second, if I could, and just read this creed. So the creed says, I am an American veteran. I proudly serve my country. I live the values I learned in the military. I continue to serve my community, my country, and my fellow veterans. I maintain physical and mental discipline. I continue to lead and improve. I make a difference. I honor and remember my fallen comrades. I have seen and done things you will not understand. I am a warrior. I will never accept defeat. I will never quit, and I will never leave a fallen brother or sister. If they are hurt, I will carry them. If I can't carry them, I'll drag them. I will help them face their enemies, to include the demons from within, for they are my brothers and sisters, and I am a veteran.
Wow, that's pretty powerful.
It is, yeah. I think it really touches on that chord of we can have, and we have so many wonderful programs across not just the VA network, but within the community as well. But they're only as good as people are aware of them and know how to use them. And so that's why these forums are really cool, because they're more casual. People come in and there's that connection and that camaraderie. And a lot of times people really miss that when they leave the military, that connection where you're part of something bigger than yourself. It just feels good to be connected like that.
So, and also kind of the idea of not being in there with some big organized purpose like a meeting you'd be trying to get them to.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think when we talk about social anxiety and rebuilding trust, just getting somebody into a forum where there's some peers, some common things that they can connect with is huge. And a big part of it is storytelling. We'll just bring in people and have them share some of their stories, their challenges, some successes. And you'd be surprised how that helps to kind of unblock some of these stuck points that people have and really reshape the attitudes from both the provider and community side, as well as the veteran piece as well. And so we can build that empathy. And so more important than ever nowadays is that emotional awareness of where are you coming from and why are you doing what you're doing? And it really helps us kind of work through these complex challenges. So I love the idea of the cafe, and we do them all across the Roseburg catchment area, which spans just north of Eugene all the way down to the Humboldt County line in California. We actually have another cafe in 2 weeks in Crescent City.
Now, are these, is this kind of a newer concept?
It really is. It's something that, so I came on about a year ago, actually a year and a half ago now with the big VA. Prior to that, I was a therapist with the Vet Center program, which is a wonderful small part of the VA that not many people know about. And that's free services for anybody that served in a combat zone, experienced military sexual trauma, or is going through grief or bereavement. So they do a wide range of work there. And when I came on, I did sort of a landscape analysis, and I figured out if we could have an open forum that was just accepting and brought everybody in and wasn't as, you know, administrative per se as, let's say, a resource fair or something more formal, it would really give that voice to a lot of the quiet folks that normally wouldn't say anything. And it has, and it's been really productive that way.
Do you feel like you've come out of some of these and some of these folks kind of bond or get connected and then they go from there to meet up and hang out on their own at other times?
You know, you couldn't have said it any better. That's exactly what happens. And after each of these events, you'll have people that just stick around because they're enjoying that connection. And oftentimes it'll form into peer groups and they'll support each other and rebuild those networks.
And now you mentioned the Vet Cafe on Saturday. Is this the first one at the library?
This is going to be the first one for the Roseburg area, which is really cool. Roseburg's such a hardworking town, and everybody in that town are very proud of the veterans, and they really do want to support where they can. So to get everybody together like this is going to be really important, I think, just for future events and bringing out more of that veteran and family community.
What about younger veterans, people in their 20s, 30s, 40s?
This is one of the reasons we're having it on a Saturday. We're trying to really open that up to veterans and their families. You know, this is all a part of a big family and a connection that is sort of unbreakable, but we also have to find that space that's convenient for them to come out and engage. And we're finding that Saturdays from 11 to 2, it's a really good window.
And now, Elena Leninger, why don't you talk to us a little bit, because you've been part of this as well with Source One Serenity. Talk a little bit about what Source One Serenity does.
Yeah, of course. So Source One Serenity is a grassroots organization, nonprofit, and we serve veterans. And we do outdoor recreation, trail stewardship, which is trail work on public lands. And we also provide this peer support, which is such an important part when providing services for veterans. So all our events are on our website, sourceoneserenity.org. And, of course, we are really proud to be a partner of this Roseburg Vet Cafe Coalition. Can I also mention other partners? So, for example, yeah, there are several partners in this Roseburg Vet Cafe Coalition. So we're including Thrive Umpqua and UCAN, ADAPT, Forget Me Not Village, Alliance for a Safe Oregon, and some others.
So a lot of people involved in this. Are you pretty excited, looking forward to Saturday?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, and especially, of course, excited to see some new faces. Of course, we have been, Source One Serenity has been in Roseburg since 2016. We've seen many people, but I really feel that can be a new venue to reach out to other veterans whom we have never seen.
All right, Elena and Will, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
All right, 8:39 at the morning report.